Ed Wyatt for Moorabbin Indoor Sports and the new Jump Central Trampoline Centre. Enjoy a world of high flying. Go to jumpcentral.com.au.
It's been a while since we've spent some quality time together. He's back though, Ed Wyatt. Hello, pal.
It's good to see you. I got so used to Tony for a couple of weeks. I was, you know, we're hitting a pretty nice groove, Tony and I were.
Well, sorry to just disrupt that groove. Hopefully we'll
good
get
to
back
see
together
you back.
Very, very shortly. Lots to talk about with you today.
And yes.
Particularly this story that you brought to our attention today in regards to some impropriety and its effect on the Knox Basketball
this
Association.
This is a really interesting story. It's been around for a while, so it's not a new story. It's not a breaking story. But many months ago, or maybe even a year or so, some people we were talking about, they're always talking about that second Melbourne NBL franchise.
Yep.
Lots of rumors about these franchises. A couple people said to me, Microsoft is looking to put a team in the NBL. And my initial thing was, someone who grew up in Seattle knows people at Microsoft. I'm like, why? I don't make sense. Well, it's the footsteps of, you know, on the doorstep of Asia,
yeah.
That old chestnut into China, blah, blah, blah. Okay, maybe. But these were people, sources, if you will, that I really, really trusted. They would not lie to me. They are on the inside of things. So it may, you know, I didn't quite
have
know
no
what
reason
to make
to really doubt
correct.
Them, but I couldn't quite work out why.
Anyway, didn't come to fruition. Today, a guy named Steve Gordon, who was a longtime Seattle Supersonics assistant, has been charged with federal wire fraud in the United States for initiating at least $4 million in business deals under false pretenses. Part of this was a Ponzi scheme, which is where, as you know, you collect money from certain people to pay off other people and
yep.
the whole thing collapses and it's just a nightmare. Part of it was claiming that billionaire Steve Ballmer, who was an ex-Microsoft big cheese, now owns the LA Clippers.
Yeah, we've spoken about him before.
Yes.
Yeah.
He alleged that the two of them were business partners when essentially Ballmer paid him a salary out of the goodness of his heart or to be an assistant or whatever. That was the connection. And he parlayed that, this guy Gordon, into we are in partnership together.
Right.
And apparently that document, and I'm going from an article that was on the Seattle Times website today, so that's where this information is coming from, that apparently he showed this bank document that showed that he, Gordon, and Ballmer were on the same account. Right, so it's almost like a Ballmer was a signee on the account.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, hey, look, Steve Ballmer and I have an account together. And one of those people, unfortunately, was Wayne Carroll, who's an ABL legend, Australian basketball legend, and was executive director of Knox at the time. And then this is where I don't want to go into a ton of details because I don't know all the details. I just go by what I read. But essentially, Knox paid this guy, Gordon, a fee, reportedly $4,000 a month for 2 years to pursue this concept of developing a basketball team that would, I guess, represent Knox and probably play out of the Knox Basketball Center, I would assume, and it would be sponsored by Microsoft or funded by Ballmer and or Gordon and Microsoft, allegedly.
So, Knox paid him $4,000
a month for two years
to be a consultant.
Correct.
To look into the possibility of setting up that team.
Or to deliver an NBL team to Knox, and it would involve Microsoft money because, you know, and now when you look back at it, it all makes sense to me. A friend sent me the article this morning, and the light bulb just went off in my head because I just didn't make sense to me that Microsoft would, why the NBL? Right? Why not the A-League? You know, why not the AFL? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would a league that's really struggling, why would Microsoft do that? Unless, of course, it's just some pocket money, which is like a Steve Ballmer thing, which you can see from a Knox perspective, that would probably be what they thought.
Yeah.
Steve Ballmer's got billions.
He
could
hand
me $1 million right now to run an NBL team. It's out of his pocket. He's a basketball guy. He loves it. Basketball junkie.
So what was this Gordon's play? What was his long-term goal? Was he just looking?
I don't really know. I don't know that much about him. I've spoken to some of my friends in Seattle that said he's a guy that liked to hang out with athletes, liked to hang out on the periphery of, pro athletes. That's how he met Ballmer. Ballmer liked to hang around athletes as well. This guy was a connection to that. Coached Ballmer and other Microsoft players in basketball. Bang, there's your connection. But It's an extraordinary story.
Because it ended pretty poorly for Wayne Carroll, too, didn't it?
It did. Yes, it did. He's no longer there. And I know there's been some legal things in terms of payouts and all that. And again, I'm not up to you know, up on that. And I don't want to speak wrongly about that. But yeah, it's been a bad situation for Knox as well. Of course, they're out, you know, that kind of money they paid 24 months, 4,000, you know,
it's 100 grand.
Yeah, exactly right. So it's not a good situation there. But it does. It shows you the ramifications of something like this that are far-reaching. This is a guy that did this in Seattle, and believe me, there are many, many other people who have been cheated as well. But the repercussions are felt here in a local basketball community and also at the NBL level, because I'm sure people in the NBL and Basketball Australia thought, hey, look, we've got some money coming in that's going to provide the NBL with a second Melbourne team.
It's a good pickup from Steve Gordon, the guy that's just been charged, because he would somehow have found out or lucked on to the fact that there was such a desperate want for that second team in Melbourne, in the NBL, and Knox being such a big hub and big centre,
one of the biggest
in the nation.
Yeah.
He's tacked onto the right markets if he's going to play that game, isn't he?
Absolutely right. And I don't know what the connection was. I don't know if I would be surprised if Knox went looking for him. And one of the big issues is that there were a couple of phone calls. It says Carroll received approximately 10 phone calls from an individual purporting to be Steve Ballmer. So they actually had a guy pretending to be Steve Ballmer. Now, in fairness, if you're
going to get a call from Steve Ballmer.
And if you're working through someone who is at Microsoft and does have, you know, remember, he's seen the document. It looks like we're in business. If I show you a document here, look, this is me and Steve Ballmer. We got an account together at KeyBank in Seattle, Harf. Let's go in on something. That's some legitimacy, right? I mean, maybe you do your due diligence.
I'd like to see a bit more of the company director's sort of file.
Of course. No, of course. And I'm not defending or making any accusations. But that's how he got away with this, because of his longstanding friendship and connection with Steve Ballmer. That carries a lot of weight. And unfortunately, it's carried a lot of weight into these Ponzi schemes and things that are potentially put him in jail for 20 years.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll keep abreast of that situation. Steve Gordon has been charged with federal wire fraud. For many incidents, but involving the Knox Basketball Association, which left them in the lurch.
Yes, it has. Bit. Yeah, it's an ugly situation.
Mm. All right.
Good news. Let's move to some good news.
Good news.
Tebow Mania is back.
Harf. He's back. Where are we off to?
He is back. Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that's where we should be.
It's a very interesting story. And the first thing I will say is there is absolutely no downside to the Eagles signing him at the moment. It's April.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
The season isn't going to start until September. This isn't Tim Tebow being brought in to back up Mark Sanchez or to compete for the starting job. Now, I don't know why Chip Kelly brought him in. They've already got Sam Bradford, who they got from the Rams.
Yep.
They have Mark Sanchez, ironically, who will be reunited with Tebow. And they have Matt Barkley, who was a USC kid who's played a little bit. So Tebow joins them. Now, there's a lot of conjecture about this and why Chip Kelly, as you know, runs that sort of hurry-up offense that he ran at Oregon, and ironically was quoted when he was at Oregon saying a guy like Tebow doesn't fit our offense, which is very interesting.
Okay.
But a lot of people think the theory is the two-point conversion after a touchdown is going to be changed. The extra point's going to be changed. Here's the theory.
What's going on there? I wasn't aware
It's
of
too
that.
Easy. Everyone's known it for years. It's automatic. It's way too easy to kick that
point.
Extra point.
Yeah.
Right. Teams don't really want to go for two. They're talking about moving it back to the 25-yard line, which would make it a 43-yard extra point. So a long kick that makes it a little more difficult. If you choose to go for two, it will be put on the 1 or 2 yard line.
Yeah, yeah.
So much more incentive to maybe go for two.
I don't mind that.
And you know who might fit into that going for two?
Tebow
as a runner, passer, strong guy,
big unit
that can provide you with an option. Now, do you keep him on a roster just for that? I don't know. But that's where a lot of the conjecture is coming at the moment. Chip Kelly is a guy that has a lot of interesting extra point plays. When he was at Oregon, they would often come up in a split thing where they split receivers out wide and they might kick or they might throw. Like every time they do an extra point, they do that. So he's very creative about that kind of stuff. So that's an interesting one. The NFL schedule is out. We can touch more on that next week. But the first game, Patriots at Steelers, Friday, I believe it's September 11th, Australian time. That will be a great way to kick off the season.
Always plenty to talk about in the US sporting scene, and we're going to just focus on the domestic scene too after the break. Brendan McDowell is going to join us from the Melbourne Mustangs. Stick around. Ed Wyatt's with us from Moorabbin Indoor Sports Centre on a Wednesday afternoon, and we're trying to track down Brendan McDowell from the Melbourne Mustangs, but I think he might still be in customs. He's coming back from Helsinki this morning.
I'm trying to smuggle in some Finnish booze.
Finnish ice, but I don't mean the drug. I mean the ice for the ice hockey.
Yeah, let's stay away from that.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, just have to stay away from
that. My own head when I said that. But the ice hockey season kicks off this week in the Australian Ice Hockey League, and it's a big weekend because on Anzac Day, on Saturday, 5 p.m. Eduardo, Melbourne Ice face off against the Sydney Ice Dogs. And then after that, on Sunday at 4 p.m, Sydney Ice Dogs back up and take on the Melbourne Mustangs.
The defending champion.
Defending
Melbourne
champs.
Mustangs. Absolutely right. So it's down at the Ice House, $10, icehouse.com.au. And really, if you haven't been, it's really worth seeing. It is a lot of fun, and you're right up close to the action.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
Yeah, it
next
is.
Thursday, the Melbourne Derby, too. The Mustangs take on the ice, so that's going to be a beauty next
Absolutely
Thursday.
Right.
Hey, Eduardo, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs going on at the moment. What's the status?
What do you want to know? It's early. I can tell you that...
Give me what you can see, what you forecast.
Yeah, look, LeBron and Cleveland. Kyrie's been incredible. Kyrie Irving has been unbelievable. I think 56 points in the first two games. Only one Cavalier has scored more than that in his first two games in the playoffs. LeBron James. That's a nice little 1-2 punch to have. I think they look pretty good at the moment. Golden State, a little bit of an issue with New Orleans, but I think they're going to be okay. Clippers, a huge win over San Antonio in game one. Huge win. Chris Paul was
unbelievable. Where was that? Was that in San Antonio?
It was in L.A.
In LA.
Chris Paul was incredible. Absolutely great. And Blake Griffin actually played very well. And then my candidate for debacle of the first round, my Blazers, are just going to get monstered by Memphis. It's a bad matchup. It's not going to work. And I will tell you, there was a great piece on OregonLive.com by a guy named John Canzano, who lived through all that Blazer, the jailblazer stuff.
Yep.
Zach Randolph, Zebo, who is a really talented player from Memphis, had a lot of personal problems, a lot of issues when he was in Portland. He's really turned over a new leaf, and he and Canzano go for a walk in Memphis, and they talk, no pun intended.
Walking in Memphis.
And they go for a really nice little chat about how his life has changed. It's really, really good. It's really worth a read. OregonLive.com if you want to have a look at that. In the NHL, a couple of teams out really early to big leads. The Ducks are up on a plucky Winnipeg Jets, Harf, 3-0. So Anaheim's going to cruise through that.
Time there. Yep.
And Les Habitants, Montreal, the Canadiens, they are up on their Canadian rivals, the Ottawa Senators, also 3-0 in that one. So
it's a name
they're
that's
probably
never
over.
Been overly well received.
What's
from
that?
My end, the Ottawa Senators.
Senators.
Well, why would you name your team after politicians? What the hell's happened there?
Yeah.
How did we get to that point, Ed?
I think, I don't know. I can't answer that one. I can't answer that, Harf. I guess it's Canada. They're nicer to their politicians than we are and the Americans are. Tampa Bay and Detroit's a good series. The Rangers, I think, will close out Pittsburgh. The Islanders, you weren't here when I was telling about Tony. The Islanders are the team that you want to follow. This is the last year they're playing on Long Island in a crappy old arena called the Nassau County Coliseum.
Yeah,
it's a dive.
Sounds good.
People are ready to take seats out at the last game.
From Roadhouse.
They're taking wrenches to games. I mean, it is awful. It is awful. This is their last year before they move into the beautiful Brooklyn, you know, the Barclays Center where the Nets play.
Yes, nice.
So it would be great for them to make some noise in the playoffs in the final year in that place in Uniondale, because it would just be just a great thing for the TV cameras to roll into that dodgy old arena that has seen four Stanley Cups back in the 80s. So it's got some history there, and it'd be wonderful if the Islanders could somehow sneak in there. So they're the team that I really like to see get into the final. I don't know if it's going to happen, but it would be really, I don't know if romantic's the right word, but very interesting, and nostalgic is probably the right word.
Is an excellent word. We'll get to a break, come back. I just want to touch on one more thing, Eduardo, with you. Eduardo's with us this hour for the New Mexican Chicken Sub from Subway. It's also Melbourne Storm Membership Day today. It starts from only $95. The membership's call 1-300-786-767 or visit the website melbournestorm.com.au/membership. Hey, Cam Johnston.
He did. Ed Cam Johnston, Ohio State, from Geelong.
He met
the president.
The president.
The national championship team goes to the White House all 80 members of them, and he got there and got to meet him.
That's pretty cool.
He's doing great. You know how many people, by the way, we can talk about this next week, at the spring football game at Ohio State, you know how many people they had there?
No.
Just a lazy 99,000 at their spring game. Meaningless practice game.
That's
in the spring.
That challenge game.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
99,000.
Yeah, unreal.
How good, sport.
Love it.
Sport's awesome. Great to see you, mate.
See you, buddy.
We'll see you next week.